The Grimhøjvej Mosque on the outskirts of Aarhus is considered to be Denmark's most serious source of radicalization. At least 22 of the 100 or so Danes who've gone to fight in Syria and Iraq have worshipped there. They include a 21-year-old Christian convert, Victor Christensen, who carried out a suicide bombing in Iraq. Here is Christensen in an Islamic State video urging his Danish brothers and sisters to join him. He had learning difficulties, and the mosque has been accused of brainwashing him. During a Danish television documentary, the chairman of the mosque, Usama El Sadi, said he supported the Islamic State, declared his contempt for democracy, while acknowledging that he enjoyed Denmark's freedoms, especially the right to religious expression. I met Mr. El Sadi late last year.
Are you encouraging people to go to for jihad or not?
No. We don't do it. We just try to talk to the people about the situation in the Middle East, about the dictators who kill their people. We try to help the people there with food and something like that.
Former Islamic extremist Morten Storm claims that he once received money from the Grimhøjvej Mosque to further terrorism in Yemen. Storm, who claims to have spied for Denmark, the US and Britain, has since repudiated Islam.
They are speaking with two tongues. One thing is that they will deny that they support jihad publicly because they know they will be in trouble. Under the radar, behind closed doors, they will support jihad.
This is Abu Bilal, one of the mosque's imams, calling for the extermination of the Jews in a speech in Berlin. In the documentary, Mr. Bilal, a Palestinian, said he was beseeching God to kill the Jews. He wasn't inciting violence. Politicians from across the spectrum are demanding Mr. El Sadi's expulsion. He insists he hasn't broken any laws. He's also courting controversy by seeking planning permission to expand the nondescript building in which the mosque is housed by giving it a cupola and minaret.